For the sixth in our State of the Union series, we take a look at what matters to voters in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The Bay State has given us an unusual number of presidential candidates since World War II. The Kennedy brothers, Michael Dukakis, John Kerry, now Mitt Romney. And joining me to talk about all of that is Fred Tice, political reporter at WBUR in Boston. I'm pleased to welcome him to this week's States of the Union segment. Hello.
Hi.
Should we be surprised to see a Republican presidential candidate emerge from Massachusetts, a state that's often thought of as being so liberal?
Sure. Of course, it is somewhat of a surprise. But remember that we had four Republican governors in a row, starting with the election of Bill Weld in the early 90s, and then followed by Paul Cellucci and Jane Swift. So Mitt Romney was the fourth one in that sequence. So not so much of a surprise. You did point out that we are an extremely liberal state, and of course we're the only state in the country, for instance, that has recognized same-sex marriage.
Well, Mitt Romney was elected, they said, partly because of fiscal problems that were facing the state in 2000, but that was from another Republican.
Indeed it was. And, you know, as I recall that election, and I covered it, it wasn't so much the fiscal problems that got Mitt Romney elected. It was the fact that he was somewhat more socially conservative than his Democratic opponent, Shannon O'Brien. And the big issue in that race came down to a final debate over which candidate would support a law that requires the state to notify parents if a teenager wants to have an abortion. We have such a law on the books in Massachusetts, and Mitt Romney opposed it, and Shannon O'Brien supported it, and people thought that was just a little too radical, and so therefore they went for Mitt Romney, who was somewhat more conservative than his opponent.
Well, abortion has gotten him criticized as well. When he challenged Ted Kennedy for a Senate seat back in 1994, the year the Republicans gained control of Congress, Kennedy said that Mitt Romney was multiple choice, not pro-choice. So has he always been vulnerable to charges of flip-flopping?
Well, I think so, although he would say that he has been completely consistent. I think he would say that personally he was always pro-life. When he was living out in Salt Lake City fixing the Winter Olympic Games out there, he was offended at the fact that somebody would call him pro-choice. At that point, he was contemplating a run in Utah. He then made the decision to move back to Massachusetts and made it clear that he would be pro-choice in the sense that politically he would not change the laws of the state, and he would enforce the laws of the state. So he's always tried to walk that fine line between saying that personally he's opposed to abortion, but he had, until his presidential run, decided to support laws that do allow abortion, and of course had this conversion during the stem cell debate in Massachusetts, a debate over whether we should have stem cell research, had this conversion to a pro-life policy, which he's now followed through the presidential race.
Was it an unfortunate choice of words when you said he was fixing the Olympic Games in Utah?
No, he is widely viewed there as having you know, turned those games around. He was called to turn them around after there were all kinds of problems with corruption, and there were problems with the budget, of course, and then added to that came 9/11 and the fears of terrorism, and he seemed to have managed that quite well, and given a lot of credit out in Salt Lake City for pulling it off and running a successful Olympic Games.
Well, in Massachusetts, he served just one term. Was he a popular governor, and what do the voters think about what he said on the campaign trail about his track record as governor?
Well, by the time he left Massachusetts, he was not a popular governor because he was perceived as having one foot out of the state long before his term ended and having his eye on the White House. And there were a lot of jokes about how, Mitt Romney, there was news that Mitt Romney was actually in Boston today because, mm-hmm. He'd taken a break from running in Iowa or New Hampshire, preparing the way for his eventual presidential run. As far as his track record goes, people do look at it with some puzzlement in Massachusetts. The way he the way he uses his track record. For instance, earlier on in this presidential race, he seemed to play down the fact that he played a major role in instituting the first system in the country where we have mandatory health insurance for everyone. And then in recent weeks, at the time when it looked like he was going to have to run against Rudy Giuliani for the nomination, before the real surge of Mike Huckabee, he was trying to show that he was really the one who knew the Democrats' issue, health care, best of the two of them, between Giuliani and Romney. And so while Giuliani was going around New Hampshire talking about 9/11, Romney was trying to broaden his topics a little bit and came back to talking about how he had instituted health care in Massachusetts and how he wanted something very similar for the rest of the country.
Now, so what is his program? Does it look like anything that's in place in Massachusetts, or has he come up with a program that looks very different?
What he'll say about the healthcare program is very similar, except that he wants to leave it up to the state. So he says he's not going to force states to make sure that everybody is insured. The big thing that he wants to do is take the money that goes to Medicaid, which is money health insurance for the poor, and allow states to decide whether they want to reimburse hospitals for emergency care they provide for the poor, or take that money instead and use it to create a health insurance program that would cover everybody.
Before we leave Romney, just one more question about him. Was his Mormonism a political problem when he was governor?
It never came up.
Before he left the governor's office, he made over 200 appointments to all kinds of boards and commissions, mostly his political friends, some claim. Does that mean that he continues to influence state politics years after he's left office?
Of course.
But what about his successor, Deval Patrick? Is he popular?
Deval Patrick is having some problems now. What's happening with Deval Patrick is that he seems to be a very policy-oriented man disdainful of the political considerations of things. And so, for instance, early on in his term, he decided that his office needed a makeover and went ahead and ordered draperies and other things for the office, not really thinking that there were political considerations to this. And it sort of backfired on him. Same thing when state police security detail suggested he get a Cadillac SUV because they thought it was a better vehicle. He went along with it, and he didn't think that this might look bad. And he's very disdainful of the notion that you should consider the political implications of things. And that's gotten him in a lot of trouble.
But he also put together an interesting coalition. He is a rarity, an African-American governor. Is that coalition, the African-American-Latino coalition, holding up?
It'd be interesting to see whether it holds up. Of course, we don't have another gubernatorial election until 2010.
But it could affect Barack Obama's chances in Massachusetts.
It could indeed, and also in New Hampshire, Deval Patrick has promised to galvanize and organize the people from that coalition to go up on the weekends in New Hampshire to campaign for Obama. And I guess so we'll know in a few weeks whether they've made a difference, whether he's been able to mobilize those people. I think there's a lot of skepticism that, Deval Patrick can keep that coalition going beyond the election that brought him into power. I think now he's going to be judged largely on his record.
Fred Tice, political reporter at WBUR in Boston, is talking with us on today's States of the Union, looking at Massachusetts and how it might vote in its primaries, which were moved up to February 5th quite recently. Why wait so long to move it up in the calendar?
Well, initially there was actually some talk that maybe the election wouldn't be decided by Valentine's Day and that it might be worth it to stick to the old date of March 5th and actually play a role in deciding who was going to be the nominees. And I think the thinking among the legislature and the governor became that, it does look like the candidates of both parties are going to get decided sometime in early February, and we might as well join the gang and have the election on Super-Duper Tuesday.
Although Mitt Romney has the most money for any single candidate, the Democratic candidates are outraising the Republicans by a wide margin. Does this mean that Massachusetts' reputation as the most liberal state is well earned?
You mean because Mitt Romney's the guy from our state? Are you saying
no? Because the Democrats are outraising all the Republicans, and also, I mean, let's be honest. In the last 40 years, it's become one of the most solidly Democratic states in presidential election. It's the only one that went for George McGovern.
Indeed, it is a very well-earned reputation. As I was saying earlier, we're still the only state that has gay marriage on the books. Not only did our Supreme Court decide that it was legal, but our legislature ratified that decision by defeating a constitutional amendment that would have banned gay marriage, preventing it from going to the ballot. So I think it's pretty safe to say that Massachusetts still deserves its liberal reputation.
Are things changing at all? For example, Kerry won the state by 25 votes, but the margin was even bigger 4 years earlier in 2000 when Al Gore ran.
And, you know, I don't know that that necessarily indicates a change because Massachusetts voted twice for Ronald Reagan. So there are times when Massachusetts, you know, will go to a more conservative candidate.
With healthcare being an important industry in the state, should we be surprised that Massachusetts was the first to require that everyone have healthcare insurance?
Well, in a way, we should be surprised because we have a very low number of uninsured compared to other states. I think it's somewhere around 11% compared to Texas, say, which is 25%.
Maybe that's a reason it was easier to get through.
Yes, exactly. That's it. And we also had a fund that was set aside to take care of people who just showed up at the door, the emergency rooms of hospitals around the state without insurance. And so it was easy to just take that pool of money and say, okay, from now on, we're, instead of paying the hospitals back, we're just going to use that as the basis for a health insurance program.
How has it been going? I know California just announced that it's moving ahead with its own universal health care plan, and that's modeled on the Massachusetts approach. It's hard to spell your state and to say it.
There's still tens of thousands of people who are uninsured. I think we're discovering that there are more people uninsured than certainly Romney thought there were going to be. And it seems to be particularly tough to insure young men under 35. And there's a campaign on now with lots of advertisements trying to persuade them that it's worth their while to buy health insurance.
In almost every state that we've looked at so far in the series, we've heard that immigration is a major issue. Is that true in Massachusetts as well?
It is certainly one of the major issues. The interesting thing is that the Republicans are the ones who have tried to use it, and they've not been able to get much traction. For example, in the gubernatorial election last year, the Republican candidate, then Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healey, tried to use immigration, and she was roundly defeated by Deval Patrick for a number of reasons, but certainly she didn't seem to get any traction with that issue. Deval Patrick, of course, one of the reasons he won was that he was able to bring Latinos in to vote for him, a lot of them people who had not voted before. And then earlier this year in October, we had an election for an open congressional seat. And in that election, the Republican candidate tried to use the issue of immigration. It was his top issue. And he was pretty solidly defeated by the Democratic candidate. So people are trying to use it as an issue. It doesn't seem to be getting much traction in Massachusetts.
Is there something that national Democrats can learn from the way Massachusetts Democrats have been able to defuse the immigration issue?
Well, you know, we were wondering this during the October election for the open seat in Congress. It seemed kind of odd that the Republican candidate would try to use that issue, given the fact that the national Republicans tried to use it in the congressional elections last year. And, of course, it took them nowhere. Granted, there was another issue at play there, which was the war in Iraq, which helped the Democrats. So it's hard to say how much of an issue immigration really is. I mean, certainly the polls in New Hampshire will tell you that it's now become the number one issue for Republicans. But, you know, I wonder when push comes to shove whether that's really what people vote on.
What about the war in Iraq? Is that the big issue in Massachusetts?
It has been until now. I'd love to see a poll that would show whether, you know, what's just happened in New Hampshire, which is that it's now fallen as of this week from being the number one issue and been replaced by health care for the Democrats and immigration for the Republicans, the economy, excuse me, for the Republicans. And I wonder whether we might not see the same thing in Massachusetts. I suspect we would. I suspect that as the military, the war seems to be going well militarily, we may find it to be a diminishing issue even in Massachusetts.
Well, health care is an important issue in most of the states. With the universal health care system in place in Massachusetts, is that a major concern?
Is it a major concern in the state?
Healthcare, yes. Will it be one of the things that people will be running on?
Absolutely, because I think we still have a lot of problems to resolve. This is really an incremental process of trying to get more and more people covered, but you're always going to get a smaller and smaller portion of the population that's going to be tougher and tougher to persuade to go out and buy health insurance.
Senator John Kerry is up for re-election in 2008. Is he likely to face a strong opponent?
So far, no strong opponents have appeared either in the Democratic Party or in the Republican Party. There's certainly some speculation that we might have our former Romney's former lieutenant governor, who ran for governor last time, run for the Senate. So, you know, as a Republican candidate, there's you mentioned healthcare. So, one person often mentioned is the head of the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Plan, one of the main healthcare plans in Massachusetts. But really, no strong candidates seem to have appeared on the horizon to run against John Kerry.
Who are polling best for the Democratic and Republican nominations so far?
I haven't seen any Massachusetts polls on how the candidates stand. So it'll be interesting to see whether Romney carries his own state. I suspect he may have a tough time.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us on today's States of the Union. Fred Tice, political reporter at WBUR in Boston.
You're very welcome. Thanks for asking me.